Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I have your host, James, here with you, and joining us right now, our good friends from Encourage. We got our friend Kim Shields with us. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being here, and you brought in a friend, as always.
I did.
We have joining us from the 3O Day Board, Kathy Stebbin-Hines. Kathy, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here. We'll put you to work in a minute, Kathy. We'll be talking to you in a second, because I'm looking forward to talking with you. But Kim, if you don't mind, I wanted to start off talking a little bit about the foundation. How are things going over at Encourage?
They're going really, really well. We're super busy as always. And I just wanted to share once again about our matching opportunity that we have. We have an anonymous donor that was so pleased with the response that we had from our first 30,000 by 331 matching campaign that another match has been offered. And so there's a $30,000 match by 12/31, and this would be dollar for dollar. Every contribution matters, and every contribution is appreciated. The fund actually actually go to our Friends of Encourage Fund, which supports our general operating and work that we do at the foundation. So that basic support is so greatly appreciated and needed.
And you're really able to put so much of this to such good use for the community. Mm-hmm. To think that you'll be able to double that use and everything is just a big thank you to this community and the individuals involved in matching that. And certainly want to make use of that too. Let's make them spend that money. Let's make them do this. Let's match that grant and everything.
Exactly.
And people can do that anytime, right, Kim? They
Absolutely.
Can donate.
Yes. We're able to receive donations in many different ways. Somebody could drop off a check or cash online through the website. If anybody has is part of an IRA charitable distribution, we're able to receive that. Stocks, you know, securities, so many different ways to accept gifts. And
one of the things we don't have a chance to touch on very often is that the ability to be able to help people and walk them through this process too. I've heard this before from individuals that want to donate, but they don't know maybe some of the tax implications or things like that. You guys really, this is your wheelhouse. You're really able to help people with that part of it.
It is. And thank you for saying that. That is our business. So we're very familiar with that, and we're always very happy to help and answer questions people have.
And just one other thing, Kim, I think too, for so much of this, in this community in particular, we got a giving community. We got a community that steps up. But there's a lot of individuals out there that think, or maybe thinking, I don't know if I have, hundreds or thousands of dollars to donate or anything. Every penny counts. Every penny, it impacts our youth. It really does help our community.
Absolutely. And truly, we appreciate every dollar. We do have a fund, one of our funds, where somebody contributes a dollar from their paycheck every month to that specific fund. And it is so appreciated. And it does grow over time. So that $1, you know, it maybe by the end of the year, it's already $5.
That's a great point.
It makes a big difference.
It goes so much farther than we can really put in the words. And we're that also goes to the thank you. We don't know how to put that in the words, but we thank this community and thank you so much. And
Kim, absolutely.
This the opportunity to be in on this matching grant have until the end of the year, it looks
yes,
like?
Yes, yes. Mm. This one is until 12/31. And again, it's a dollar for dollar match up to $30,000, which is amazing.
And you don't need to go very far to see the extension, how much this impacts our community. Whether it's the interviews we do with Kim once a month, you can go back and listen to some of those and some of the individuals that have been benefited from this, or just look around your community. You're going to see examples all over the community of where the impact this money makes.
Yes, absolutely. We've been involved in so many things throughout our community, and it's our 30th year. So it's, you know, looking back and reflecting on all the work that Encourage has done and the programs and projects and the lives that we've been able to impact, it's incredible. It's very humbling.
And 30 years, that's just beyond impressive to me. And it's wonderful that you mentioned that. And we have in with us the 3-0 Day Board. It's not the same as, I'm reaching here, I admit, but I love a good segue. And it kind of gives us a chance to go right into the 3-0 Day Club. But thank you, Kim, for that. And before we wrap up today, we'll let the audience know how they can reach out to you with other ideas or other ways to impact your community.
Sure. Could I share a little bit of information about some of our newer funds that have been established.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, after we had Team Rapids in with us last month, Gus Mancuso and Jay Bemke were here to talk about the Team Rapids Fund that supports youth athletics. And I heard feedback from several people that they really appreciated hearing about the new funds. I've been making social posts, but it's nice to learn a little bit more about them. So I did want to take a moment to share some of information quickly before we start talking with Kathy. So there's another fund. There's a Jenkins Music Education Fund, and this supports the Young Artists Concerto competition that takes place at the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. So again, really inspiring and supporting those youth orchestral students that really show a lot of promise. They compete, they have the opportunity to perform with the symphony. It's really an incredible opportunity. So we're so pleased to manage that fund.
That's wonderful.
For scholarships, we had one of our new scholarships that started in 2024 was the Dick and Betty Reitz Scholarship. And Dick and Betty, Dick set this up in memory of his wife, Betty. She really believed in a strong work ethic. Both Betty and Dick truly believe in the value of education. Sadly, Dick passed away in May of this year. But this scholarship was for Lincoln and Assumption seniors that are pursuing a career in the medical field or trades field. And so two scholarships were awarded this spring already for that. I mean, the benefit and seeing those students, the impact is amazing. Another scholarship is for Louis Bennett's. It was a Louis Bennett's Memorial Scholarship, and this was established by his family. There were so many contributions that they received from friends, the Rapids community, mm-hmm. the wrestling community. Mm-hmm. Louis had spent over 40 years in, he was teaching driver's education, and he was a coach. Mm. He coached the wrestling program at Lincoln High School, and he really valued education, relationships, and just he touched so many lives, and the family wanted to give back and remember Louis. So there is the Louis Bennett's Memorial Scholarship.
Mr. Bennett was really good to me.
Was
a good guy. Was a really good guy to me. Always tried to get me into wrestling, though. So he would never take no for an answer. He was always trying to get, you're so lanky. You're so lanky. He was a good guy. Good guy.
My locker at Lincoln High School was across from a driver's ed. I had Mr.
Okay.
Marks for a driver's ed instructor, but Mr. Coach Bennett, he was right there.
I'm sitting there in driver's ed trying to focus on driving. And Louis sitting there like, you know, you should really think about it. Your weight class, you do really good. He's a good guy. Really good guy.
One that was recently established is the John Marshall Buehler Scholarship. Mm. So I think everybody in our community knows Marshall Buehler. Mm. He's been so dedicated. He is one of our local historians. Mm. And this was established by the Gerard and Doris Veneman family. Mm. They had established this scholarship. The Veneman and Buehler families have this long-lasting relationship that dates back to when Marshall started working at the paper company in Nakusa. Mm. While it's established for Marshall, it also recognizes that incredible relationship that the Buehler and Veneman families have, and all of their involvement and support of the of Port Edwards community and the Southwood County community in general. That one is for John Edwards High School graduating seniors that are pursuing a career in a science-related, engineering, or law field. Mm. So that one will be awarded this next season.
Wow.
The Merlin David Memorial Scholarship, Sports Scholarship, that was established by his family. He had coached at over 50 years for the Nakusa School District.
Wow.
And there's really a focus on the mentoring and leadership component. He mentored and worked with those students during his entire time. And and so that one is for Nakusa High School seniors that were involved in the athletic programs, and they demonstrate that leadership and mentorship. The Jim Fiber Memorial Math Scholarship. He was a math teacher at West Junior High for 34 years.
Wow.
He really obviously felt strongly about the value of education, and he supported the Wisconsin Rapids sports program. When he passed, he had made it known prior to passing that he wanted to support students that would pursue a degree in math, specifically math education. So this would be for Lincoln High School graduating seniors that had been involved in math for all 4 years at Lincoln. So that's the Jim Fieber Memorial Math Scholarship.
Hmm.
The Kevin Edward Marth Memorial Scholarship. This was established by his family. He passed away suddenly last August. He had a love of learning his entire life, and they really wanted to commemorate that. He got his bachelor's, master's, and doctor's. And after that, he still continued to take classes and was taking a class at the time of his passing. So they really want to honor Kevin's love of learning. So this one is pretty broad. All Southwood County area graduating high school seniors, homeschool seniors, and Waupaca High School seniors. And it's for those that are studying computer science, preferably computer science engineering, which is what Kevin was doing. Hmm. The Roy and Lori Ingram Scholarship, that was supported by Roy and Lori Ingram, and they really wanted to be able to support students that might not otherwise qualify for a scholarship. Hmm. Roy had served in the Army, and he was a Special Forces Green Beret. In Rapids, he was after he had gotten his Master Electrician license, he was owner and operator of Ingram Electric. So wow. That was since 1983, so some folks might be aware of that. Mm-hmm. Lori, she had a 25-year library career. She was in Pittsville, Nakusa, and the Rome Library. Mm. And she was the Rome Library Director from 2002 to 18. Mm. And they wanted this started during their lifetime. They didn't want to wait until they had passed away, which I think is wonderful.
That is.
And, you know, they said, anyone can possess the determination and desire to better oneself through higher education, and everyone deserves a helping hand in order to achieve their career goals. Mm. So that is open to all Southwood County area residents, graduating high school seniors, continuing college students, non-traditional students, and veterans. Mm. So they specifically call it veterans. Mm. The Soper Family Scholarship, this was established to help Pittsville High School students. And Connie Soper, she had attended Pittsville High School. She was an RN and a dialysis administrator here in Wisconsin Rapids for over 40 years. Their daughter, Kimberly Soper Damon, she also attended Pittsville, and she is an elementary counselor at the Marshfield School District. And then Chuck Soper, he was a coach, teacher, and counselor for 3 decades for Pittsville. As Mr. Soper states, education can never be taken away from you. Pursue it and embrace it. So this is for students from Pittsville that are pursuing a career in nursing or education. So that obviously honors Connie and then Kimberly and Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a couple other scholarships that we are working on for the upcoming year as well.
Mm.
The Lynn Larson Swanson Memorial Scholarship. Mm-hmm. Lynn recently passed away.
Yeah.
She had been a dedicated educator in our community. Over 40 years was her teaching career.
Mm.
In Rapids, for the Rapids School District, she taught at Rudolph and Grove Elementary School. Mm. She was a dedicated volunteer in our community, receiving numerous awards.
Mm-hmm.
So that one will be for graduating high school seniors and homeschool seniors from Southwood County, as well as graduating seniors from Kane Area High School in Kane, Pennsylvania, which is where Lynn had graduated from.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And the last one that I would like to draw attention to is the Larry Jorgensen Memorial Scholarship. Mm. This is a build-a-fund, so the family is hoping to build this. It won't award until it reaches endowed status, which is at $10,000.
Mm.
But Larry had been one of our area educators. He was actually my science teacher at West
Mine
Junior
too.
High.
Mine too.
Nice. Yeah, he gave me my first B, which unfortunately I did earn. That was what I should have gotten. But he had... he had a 38-year teaching career and in Wisconsin Rapids. And after he retired, he still continued substitute teacher for 15 years.
That's incredible.
He was on the Wisconsin Rapids City Council, the Wood County Board of Supervisors. So once that becomes endowed, that will support graduating seniors from Lincoln, Port Edwards, and Nakusa High School that really have that community and civic engagement passion for leadership. So we're just so fortunate to be able to support our young people in our community with these scholarships and other funds that I just mentioned.
Mr. Jorgensen, also a classic beard. Had a great beard. Great beard. And a great teacher and a great individual. I appreciate the rundown there from you, Kim, so much, because so many of these, as you and I have talked about, oftentimes maybe there's a family, a kid out there that doesn't know that this is even there.
Right.
So to be able to bring attention to that is always wonderful. And another reminder to the listeners out there to reach out to encourage about opportunities opportunities you just might not know of what's available. Mm-hmm. But I and it's wonderful to hear of these legacies continuing, these Absolutely. Voices, these people that we remember and we honor, their legacies continuing. But I hope also gives an idea to, or gets the creativity going for the audience out there that, wow, there's a lot of gray area in life. There's yes. a lot of different things that I could have a scholarship involving this. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, you can be very specific with these things. And if you want to, like, an industry that you're coming from, an industry that you think could really use a scholarship or something, you can be very specific with these things. Yes. The creativity that you can have with these scholarships is noteworthy, I think. And encourage the audience to reach out to Kim. We'll give you the way of how to do that in just a little bit. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that rundown.
I want to talk with you a little bit, Kathy, and talk a little bit about the 3-0 Day Board and get into this with you a little bit, especially for those that may not know what it is and dive into this a little. So let's start right at the beginning, if you don't mind. How did this begin? What is the kind of origin story for the 3-0 Day Board?
Well, thank you, James, for letting us come and talk about the organization. And also, I'll just start with one of the reasons we're here talking is our board is establishing a scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of following up on what Kim's talking about. But 3-0 Day actually started back in 1977 by a group of very concerned doctors, teachers, clergy, specifically the Reverend Roger Brooks, who was a minister with the United Church of Christ in Nacoosa at that time. And he pulled that group together because he was very concerned about issues that youth were facing. Mm. And when the group first started, it was particularly they emphasized teen pregnancy, and they were concerned about the rise in teen pregnancy. But then as they came together and they talked, they recognized there were several issues that back in 1977 students were facing. And kids just were lacking information. Mm-hmm. They were lacking knowledge about how to take care of themselves and just didn't have the information that they needed. So the group came together and incorporated actually in 1979 and formed this group that they call 3-0 Day. Mm-hmm. And 3-0 Day comes from the idea of our bodies, ourselves, and our responsibilities, mm-hmm. that we need to pull those things together mm-hmm. for kids and help them, mm-hmm. the mission is to educate youth so they make responsible decisions that help them lead healthy and productive lives. Mm-hmm. So things such as drug abuse, mental health issues, anxiety and depression, human trafficking, suicide prevention, bullying, sexual health, vaping, internet safety, cancer awareness and teen pregnancy, all those things that our youth face every day, and the list can go on. Mm-hmm. The mission of 3-0 Day was to help youth in Wood County deal with those issues.
This is an organization that if it started up today, we would all be championing. We would be like, oh, this makes perfect sense. We could definitely use this right now and everything. The fact that it's as old as me, that it's been around since 77, it not only hopefully, you know, kind of, I don't want to say shakes up the audience, but reminds the audience that kids have been dealing with this stuff for a long time. And some of the issues that we grew up with, kids are still dealing with and haven't changed. So have some perspective, have some grace when it comes to that with our youth. But also, some of the things that we never had to deal with, that we, even as a parent of 20-year-olds and stuff, I don't realize some of the things that the kids are going through nowadays. And to give us a little empathy and understanding of that, it can be beneficial for adults as well as kids, an organization like this, where it's letting us know a little bit of what it's like to be young now and having some understanding of that, putting ourselves in those shoes a little bit, while also being able to help young people with some perspective and some older, wiser, you know, talking and conversating and just support in general when it comes to this. What kind of services have you guys been able to do over the years? You were touching on that a little bit, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Well, what the group did is they established a annual seminar summit, if you will, dealing with these topics. And they brought together folks from the community who had knowledge and information on these issues, and then school districts, over 20 school districts from throughout the area have sent students to this on an annual basis. And it was a day-long workshop where the kids would come in attendance with counselors and with teachers and go to various seminars on these topics. Mm. And organizations such as the Wood County Sheriff's Department, the Wood County Health Department would send folks to help educate the kids and talk about some of these issues and learn about some of the risks and the things that are important to them, again, to help them lead healthy and productive lives.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. And a big thank you to all these individuals stepping up and doing those kind of things.
I would just say, too, that you mentioned that it's, you know, the length of time it's been around. This was a pretty progressive group back in 1977 that they were thinking along these lines.
Yeah.
You know, we've progressed so that today when you enter a school, kids are taking health classes and they're talking about these issues at school with schools with their counselors and with their teachers. But back in 1977, that wasn't happening. So in essence, 3-0-Day really sort of set some trends in this community and sometimes had some backlash at the time, but now what they were trying to do then has become an accepted part of the school curriculum.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Kathy. It was one of the first things to come to light that I recognized in researching this organization and seeing the work that they did. Like, oh, they were really ahead of the ball on some of these things and trailblazers in a lot of this stuff. Part of the reason and one of the things that I'm so proud of and thankful for and going forward in our society is when it comes to mental health, you know, we don't talk like this about it anymore. We talk like this. And,
exactly.
And that's wonderful.
Exactly.
But that doesn't happen without organizations like this and trailblazers and people really doing the groundwork early on in their back in the day to get there. That's a great thing to be able to bring up. And another tip of the hat to this organization when it comes to that. In the last minute or so we have, are there future plans or the things that you have coming up?
Yes, well, the board has come together and realized that in providing these annual seminars, that a lot of these topics are being covered in the schools. Actually, they are being covered in the schools and through other agencies. So we felt the best use of the funds that we have remaining would be to establish a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so we did establish the 3-0-Day scholarship, which will be awarded this next year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the scholarship is to be given to a student or students who are pursuing a career in mental health. Mm-hmm. And we feel that the mission of the organization will continue, that being educating youth so they make responsible decisions, and so the money and the funds will continue. And I have to say, really quickly, we have had incredible donors through the years, mm-hmm. too. People who weren't maybe necessarily boots on the ground, mm-hmm. but were giving to the organization, for example, the Aspirus Riverview Healthcare Foundation, the Wood County Medical Society, the Bell Family Foundation have all donated generously to 3-0-Day, and individuals like Andy and Nancy Lucas, Dr. Lucas and his wife Nancy, who have really contributed generously to the organization so that we were able to supply not only the information to the kids, but give them lunch that day as well. So that's been a good thing.
I appreciate all the information on this. And Kathy, I think you got to come back. I think we got to talk more about this organization
Absolutely.
Sometime.
Can I just say one more thing? Mm-hmm. We have to give a special thank you and a special shout out to Mary Jo Carson,
Absolutely.
Who for the last, I want to say 15 years, has been the president of the board and has contributed time and talent into keeping us going. I'm not sure we would have gone this far without her.
Wonderful human being.
Our former mayor.
Yeah. Wonderful human being, Mary Jo. Wonderful.
Yes.
He
yeah.
treated me really good. Another nice one. if people want to find out more about this, Kathy, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
They can go right to the Encourage website. The information is there. You can donate, and if you want to specify 3-0-Day, you can donate to enhance the funds that we have in existence with the scholarship, and the scholarship will be in the catalog, correct,
yes.
Kim?
Yes, the catalog will be up online before the end of this month, and anybody can donate to 3-0-Day or any of the other scholarships or any other funds that we have. You can just, it's under encouragecf.org/give, and then give now.
Thank you for that, Kim, and thank you as always for the time. Appreciate both of you so very, very much and everything you're doing in the community. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you at WFHR, locally grown radio.